Good morning. We are the light of the world, and we gotta let the light shine. I was born in Knoxville, Tennessee on October 16, 1997. I moved to Hudson, Ohio, where my little brother Travis was born, and moved back to Nashville, Tennessee when I was about 2 years old. Growing up within the church, I was always familiar with the ways of Jesus Christ, but remember spending my time in worship working on my drawing skills or snickering over notes that passed between Travis, my older brother Trevor, and I. It wasn't until I became an acolyte for the Methodist Church that I began to really understand the meaning of the religion. For those of you who don't know for certain what an acolyte is, they are the volunteers who light the candles in the sanctuary. The flames on each wick represent the Holy Spirit entering and leaving the worship area along with the body of Christ, the people. An acolyte does not speak during the service. They don't bring attention to themselves. The sole purpose of an acolyte is to carry the Holy Spirit with them wherever they go and to become one with the people during worship. Whoa, that was a big responsibility to carry on my shoulders as an 8-year-old. Not only did I have to represent an entire 1/3 of our religion sent down by Jesus himself with fire and light, but I had to keep my mouth shut too. I guess what Spider-Man says is true after all. With great power comes great responsibility. So I took it into my own hands to study up and really see the big picture of what all was happening and what all the church was and what all I was. My mom and dad then introduced me to the junior high SWAT team, where in 8th grade I went through the process of confirmation. In confirmation, you get to learn about everything from the history of the church to the goings-on of the church. And at the end of the year, we're all tested to see what we learned in order to see if we learned anything at all. Though I'm pretty sure that Bob and Chuck never actually fail anyone, because I faintly remember turning in my test with "I'm Batman" written across the top and receiving it back with a ton of questions marked wrong, but a passing grade and a heart scribbled on the front. It still amazes me that it took me this long to realize that the purpose of that is because God never fails anyone. If you just try for him, that's good enough. Even though Jesus was confident with my abilities to serve him, I hadn't been convinced yet. I still remember a few days before my accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I made a deal with him. I had learned all of this stuff about him, but still wasn't certain he was there. Being the naive little girl I was, I made him a pinky swear that if I got all of my homework from the last night done before it was due, then I'd be convinced he was real. It seems like such a silly promise to make, thinking back on it now. But I guess desperate times call for desperate measures. By the way, kids, I don't recommend leaving your homework till the day it's due. However, I would not trade that moment for the world, because guess what? That next morning, I got all of my homework done, turned in on time, and avoided bombing my GPA for one more day. That day, I got proof that Jesus was there, listening. So I proudly confirmed myself in Jesus Christ when the day came. Then another question arose. Do I agree with what Jesus is doing and has done? Now, some people might consider this question taboo. If we do truly believe there is a Christ, why would we question his actions? That would be disrespectful. Though I believe it's a necessary question to ask. If we don't believe in the cause, how can we fully devote ourselves to the cause? Eventually, junior high SWAT evolved into senior high SWAT, and volunteer work became more prominent and widespread. We traveled across different states in order to aid those reaching out for help. Merriam-Webster defines an acolyte as someone who follows a leader or one who assists. Again, I was thrown into the acolyte position without being informed. Only this time, the Holy Spirit wasn't in the flame at the end of the wick. It was within me. We would serve those just as Christ did, selflessly. Okay, maybe a little begrudgingly, depending on the task we were given. At the end of the day, though, I would look around to see those whom we had helped and see nothing but pure awe written across their features. From the way they nearly snapped our spines hugging us so hard to the way tears rolled across their faces like no one had ever shown them love before in their entire lives. That youth group pays for all of the supplies and food by themselves through donations made by you, our church, without asking for anything in return. If that's not humble service, I don't know what is. One of the main messages in the Bible is that disciples of Christ should live a godly life, or live like Jesus. How I interpret this is not to strive for perfection, because we are only human after all. We should not be held to unattainable standards, because there will be ups and downs of life. I consider this a blessing, because how boring would life be if we could always expect to know better than our normal and everyone else's usual. How I interpret this is to try and give as much of yourself to others as you possibly can, and forgive those who cannot return the same amount of love and effort, for they may be trying to regain their strength. Another prime example of Jesus' hands at work was my older sister, Rachel. Since the closing of last school year and up until halfway through this year, I was going through a very tough time in my life. I was confined to my bed in a year-long depression and began to cut out the things that brought me joy, like my family, my friends, and the relationships I had in the youth group. My grades nosedived, and I developed frequent anxiety attacks and sleepless nights. My family was at a loss for how to help me. That's when the opportunity came up to go off on a Chrysalis flight, and my sister encouraged me to go on one because she remembered her experience with one and how much it had helped her. I was told that I'm not allowed to share too much about Chrysalis, so I'll just share this. There's a time during the weekend that all of the sponsors get to come back to see the development of their kid. Guess what all those sponsors were holding in their hands as they greeted us? Candles. My sister was the Holy Spirit in human form, coming down to call me to return to him again. She did not chide me or beg me to let go and let God. She simply was present, and that was loud enough for me. So I've decided that that is exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to be in the service of Jesus Christ, being there for anyone who cannot see the light. Next year, I will be attending The Ohio State University to major in marketing. Though while I'm in college, I plan to intern at Disney World as a character. After college, I want to become a marketer for Disney World. Finally, throughout my entire life, I plan to be involved with a church like this one, a family like this one. One where I can expand our love to those feeling orphaned. One where I can reach out to others through volunteer work. One where I can be an acolyte for Christ. And I hope you will join me in letting the light shine. Amen.